This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, moon rocks discovered here on Earth and another find, what one man calls the worst book in the world. But first, John Edwards and Al Sharpton talked frankly last night about race relations in their speeches before the Democratic Convention. Recently, Bill Cosby's getting a lot of attention, too, by being what he calls a bell ringer, raising the alarm about problems in black communities. Cosby's rants remain a hot topic. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this story, but first, a warning. This report has language that some listeners may find offensive.
In the 80s, when the Cosby Show reigned supreme, comedian Bill Cosby was America's favorite father. The actor-philanthropist was the poster child for achieving black America. But for the past few months, he's been speaking about the other black America, the black America that is poor, subliterate, and enamored of hip-hop culture.
It's standing on the corner. It can't speak English. It doesn't want to speak English. I can't even talk the way these people talk. Why you ain't where you is, go wild west. I don't know who these people are.
That scathing speech was delivered in May at a Brown v. Board anniversary celebration in Washington, D.C. When it was made public, it sparked a national dialogue on class, race, and modern black culture. Aaron Magruder, whose Boondocks comic is syndicated in over 250 papers, couldn't resist tackling Cosby's recent speeches in his strip. Reaction to them, says Magruder, illustrated an embarrassing problem.
It just goes to show again how little real political and social leadership we have as black Americans, that so much attention is paid to this guy.
And many black folks agreed with Cosby. Kimberly Sizemore was at Morehouse College in May when Cosby delivered largely the same speech, although in somewhat softer tones. Sizemore says it was well received.
I didn't feel that he was scolding me or anyone. I felt that he was just exhorting people to be better.
And she says it resonated across several generations.
I have an 82-year-old aunt, and we were talking about what Mr. Cosby has been saying. She said only ignorant people are mad at Bill Cosby. People that know better know that he's telling the truth.
His truth, anyway. Dawn Norfleet, a professional musician and part-time teacher, says she's seen some of the behavior Cosby laments in her classroom. But she thinks Cosby's familiar, fond exasperation, while angrier now, is still done with good intent.
I don't think it was a matter of him hating the poor or hating the black community. In fact, I think he loves the community so much that he can criticize it.
But Todd Boyd, a professor of critical studies at the University of Southern California, says Cosby's opinions on the so-called black underclass are nothing more than ugly stereotypes that would be unacceptable coming from someone else.
It's interesting. Many of the things he said, you know, had they been said by a white person, for instance, he and a lot of other African Americans would be, you know, utterly offended. But it seems as though because it came from Bill Cosby, some people are giving him the benefit of the doubt. Many people are agreeing with him.
America's favorite dad might be getting a pass from some of his fans and conservatives of all colors, but Magruder has been relentless. He's pointed out the hypocrisy of Cosby's distaste for hip-hop clothing, even as he adopts one of its favorite affectations. Dark glasses all the time, everywhere. It's a look made famous by Sean Puff Daddy Combs. He's now P. Diddy to the Au Courant.
Oh, it's incredibly puffy. I mean, that was the first thing that I thought of when I saw it. Like, is he Diddy now? It's at least as silly as having your pants hang down real low.
Magruder has also poked fun at what he sees as Cosby's moneyed insulation from real life. When the cause rages that black kids use the N-word incessantly, Magruder says, is teen slang, duh.
They are standing on the corner calling each other the N-word. And more importantly, so are white kids and Asian kids, Latinos and Puerto Ricans and Brazilians. Everyone's standing on the corner calling each other nigger because everyone's listening to the same music.
Magruder doesn't like their music much more than Cosby, but he says he's reluctant to stop listening to a whole generation because its music or its language offends him. If the controversy ever ends, Dawn Norfleet says Cosby's remarks and Magruder's lampooning of them actually might be a catalyst for something positive.
Those of us who do want to make a difference in young people's lives, I think one way or the other, that's hopefully will motivate will motivate us to do something.
Maybe even something that meets the approval of America's favorite father. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.